What up, yo? It's January 28th, and this is Sunday Stripped. My name is Kramer. It's the only show like it on the planet, where we take all the biggest names in rock and metal and play their biggest and best acoustic performances. But not only that, I take you behind the music, and we find out the things about the songs you may never have known. And we play interviews from the artist. In fact, today, we have some really good parts of interviews to play. Green Day, they have a new album out. Billy Joe did an interview talking, and I thought this was great. He talks about being a songwriter from being a 20-something, and from that perspective to now being over 50 years old and writing songs. So it's interesting how he words his answer to that. Some sad news, and I don't know what to make of this. Corey Taylor just announced this week that he's canceling his tour, and fans got pissed off. Finally, he did a video. He's sitting in his car on social media, and he is not well. He looks like a different guy. He sounds like a different guy. I'm really worried about Corey Taylor. We'll get to that. Aaron Lewis from Staind brings something up in an interview, and I have been dying to talk about this. And let me preface this by saying it's something really unconventional for a radio host to say about a format of music, but I'm going to do it because I've been thinking about it for a long time. Man, the music on this show kicks ass today. You enjoy, you sons of bitches. Let's start it up with Chevelle.
Sunday Stripped.
Stand again. These are the limits when one's buried. And this body's left the sun. Turning a pale blue, leaning in to say, this body's left the soul. The brain needs oxygen. Can't see your illness, mate. His catacomb has got me by the chin. This body's left the soul. The soul. What could we have known? Never would I help to melt down. With nothing to gain, here's the clincher. This should be
we'll be right back.
Serenading your senses with stripped down rock magnificence. This is Sunday Stripped.
Didn't forget, and you're not forgiven. Live every day with the pain in the back of my mind. Torture doesn't begin to describe it. I won't forget, I won't forgive, I won't forget. Who knew you'd be hated for being who you are? And be a big target for all the insecure. There's a bullseye painted on our chest in the crosshairs of the ignorant. I am not your scapegoat anymore. All alone with my own decisions. I try to scream, but you never will listen. It took a while, but you're finally out of my life. And I swear there's no better feeling. I won't forget, I won't forgive, I won't forget. Who knew you'd be hated for being who you are? And be a big target for all the insecure. There's a bullseye painted on our chest in the crosshairs of the ignorant. I am not your scapegoat anymore. Try to scream, but you never will listen. Didn't forget, and you're not forgiven. Who knew you'd be hated for being who you are? And be a big target for all the insecure. There's a bullseye painted on our chest in the crosshairs of the ignorant. I am not your scapegoat anymore.
Sunday Stripped. Acoustic rock that rocks. It's Kramer. What's up? Beartooth. Good band. That was their biggest song from like 7 or 8 years ago, I think. They're from the thriving metropolis of Columbus, Ohio. Actually, I've been to Columbus, Ohio. It's a pretty cool city. Green Day put their new album out a little over a week ago. It's called Saviors. And they have a huge hit on radio right now. And I was thinking about this when the record came out. How does a modern-day Billy Joe and Green Day write music? I mean, like, because they're old. I mean, let's just be frank. And, you know, it's funny because they're one of those bands that we think are ageless. They never get old, but they are. And Billy Joe talked about writing music in his 50s.
So it's like, it's easy to sing songs, a song like, you know, when you're, you know, young and saying smash the state. It's like, yeah, I believe that kid. You know, do I believe the 50-year-old man that's going to say smash the state? You know, it's like, I think when you get older, the world, it gets a lot more complex and nuanced and like what's going on. And I think as time goes on, your views change. And so I was just writing, you know, I think a song like Living in the 20s, I was writing about how, like it was a lot of like things going on at that time where it was QAnon and the insurrection and all this stuff. And so I was just sort of trying to write almost like coming from a lyrical collage of what was going on. And, you know, like The American Dream is Killing Me, I think there's no such thing as like what I would consider the American Dream anymore. There's no, you know, because it means so many, it's been broken down and means so many different things to different people. I mean, yeah. You know, ask Native American people like what the American Dream means to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then there's like, it's like, you know, my parents who, you know, who come from very like, you know, humble working class backgrounds. My father was a truck driver and a teamster, and my mother was a waitress.
Yeah.
But they were able to afford a home for their kids.
Yeah.
That was in the 70s. Can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
The only show of its kind anywhere. Sunday Strip.
Acoustic rock show with some balls. This is Sunday Strip.
Sunday Strip.
That scares obvious tears, but I will
not hide you through this. I want you to help and please see. Bleeding heart crushed on my shirt. Die, withdraw, hiding cold sweat, quivering lips ignore. Time you try all that you can, turning you red. Change my attempt, good intentions. Should I, could I? Turning you red, but I will not guide you through this. I want you to help. Change my attempt, good intentions. Should I? Could I?
Sunday Stripped. Acoustic rock that rocks. To hear past shows, head over to www.sundaystripped.com.
You said you loved me, but you threw me out in the garbage. And now I'm starting to stink, but everybody thinks I'm flawless. Listen to me, I can't be what you want me to. I just came like this, I'm already black and blue. You said you loved me, but you threw my life on the sidewalk. You like it when I fall and you laugh when I run into the wall. You gave nothing, I put my heart out on the table. I wasn't always willing, but baby, I was always able, yeah. I'm slipping into some kind of feeling. Got me believing. said I was the one, but you married someone half your age. She's a groupie ex-girlfriend with a plastic face. And you said you'd never go back to an old flame. Well, it's gonna make you sick when everybody hears my pain. I'm slipping into some kind of feeling. Got me believing. I'm coming out of all of the darkness. Now that I'm flawless, now that I'm, yeah. Can you feel it, yeah? Can you feel it? Can you feel it, yeah? Can you feel it, baby? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Yeah. Can you feel it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm slipping into some kind of feeling. Got me believing. Ooh, I'm coming out of all of the darkness. Now that I'm flawless, now that I'm, can you feel it, baby? Now that I'm, yeah, can you feel it, baby? Yeah. Now that I'm, now that I'm, yeah, now that I'm flawless, can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
It's been a long year since you've been gone. I've been alone here, I've grown alone. I fall at pieces. Fell to pieces and I'm still falling. Every time I'm falling down, all alone I fall to pieces. A journal of memories. I'm feeling lonely, I can't breathe. I fell to pieces, I'm falling. I fell to pieces and I'm still.
To peace.
Stripped Acoustic Rock That Rocks, show number 42. I'm Kramer. I've been in radio a long time, and I've never seen the rock format in this bad of shape across the board. And, you know, there will be people that get pissed off at what I'm going to say, but it has to be said. There are some really amazing artists doing great music, rock music, that never gets heard on any form of mainstream media, while every other single form of music is represented in some way. So Aaron Lewis started doing country. And to be honest, I hated it. And I'm a huge Aaron Lewis fan. I just hated it. And so then there was Jelly Roll, whom I love. Does he really fit with the rock format? Post Malone? Does he really fit in the rock format? I could go on and on and on. I don't get the country crossover with rock music. That's not to say that I don't like Jelly Roll's music, and it's not to say that I don't like Aaron Lewis's music. When is the industry, rock music, collectively going to get back to putting out new hard metal rock? When? It's like every time I turn around, you know, on the charts, it's either a band that's 30 or 40 years old. For Christ's sake, Ozzy had a number one hit song like a year ago. Are you kidding? Or it's some crossover deal where we got to suck down some Jelly Roll. And I'm tired of it. Okay, I'm off my soapbox. I just had to say it. Do you guys agree? All right, so here's Aaron Lewis. He's talking about Jelly Roll, talking about his background.
Like, for the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've been battling Jelly Roll on the rock charts. People. On the rock charts for number one. I love Jelly. Oh, he's awesome. We're buds. Oh, he's the sweetest, nicest. I mean, it's kind of pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, he don't come off hard. he comes off sweet and genuine, and he's a good human being. He's genuinely appreciative of what he's got going on. Dude. You know why? 'Cause he came from nothing. I came from nothing. We lived in a trailer park. My dad sold the trailer and we moved into a cabin that he bought on the side of a mountain for $1,500.
Wow.
And when he was done with that cabin, he sold it for like 80.
Wow.
And that was the leg up that we got. That was how we ended up out of a trailer park and into a middle class neighborhood.
I do love Aaron Lewis. And so I feel like doing a double shot. So here's a double shot from Aaron Lewis.
Sunday Stripped.
Take the rain on the roof of this empty house. That don't bother me. I can take a few tears now and then and just let them out. I'm not afraid to cry every once in a while, even though going on with you gone still upsets me. There are days every now and again I pretend I'm okay, but that is not what gets me. What hurts the most is being so close and having so much to say, watching you walk away. I was trying to do. I
doing it. It's hard to force that smile when I see your friends and I'm alone. It's still harder getting up, getting dressed, living with this regret. But I know if I could do it over, I would trade, give away all the words that I say. Watching you walk away and never knowing what could have been, not seeing that loving you is what I was trying to do.
Probably conceived to this next song in the back seat of a Corolla. Ew. Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
It's been a while since I could hold my head up high. It's been a while since I first saw him. And it's been a while since I could stand on my own two feet again. It's been a while since I could call him. Everything I can't remember a as it all may seem. Consequences that were rendered I
stretched myself beyond my means. And it's been a while since I could say that I wasn't addicted. And it's been a while since I could say I love myself as well. It's been a while since I've gone and saw things up just like I always do. It's been a while, but all that ish seems to disappear.
Acoustic rock that rocks. For past shows, hit the site at sundaystripped.com. I'm a massive Corey Taylor fan. I'm sure a lot of you are too. I get emails from a lot of you requesting his music. If you listen to this show with any regularity, you'd know that. You'd also know that I'm 15 years sober. And I was talking to my buddy the other day, who's actually in a big rock band from Dallas here. And we were talking about how sometimes back in the day, with my job, I'd have to be in clubs all the time. And, you know, he has to be on tour all the time. And we were talking about just how often people are in your face wanting to ask questions or talk or act like they know you or something. And it's just all night long. And you find yourself doing drugs or drinking to cope with all this chaotic stuff that's just It's like flies being in your ears all the time. And it's not that you don't love people. It's just that your mind gets overloaded. And he and I agreed that that's one reason why he and I both started drinking so much. It was just, it wasn't even really to party. It was to kind of numb you up a little bit. So I get why there's a lot of famous people, a lot of rock stars that start doing this stuff, because their lives are just, it's a constant on the road, in front of so many people, and it literally drives you crazy. Corey, though, OD'd twice on drugs before he was even 16 years old. Here he is talking about why he canceled the tour, and I gotta tell you, I don't know that I've ever seen him this bad. He looked bad and he sounds bad, and I'm worried about him, but here he is.
The truth of the matter is I understand why so many of you are upset, and I'm just going to break it down for you. I over the last year have had a complete and utter breakdown of boundaries, mental health, ego, entitlement, the whole nine yards, culminating in a very, very real, very near relapse. I kind of don't recognize myself. So I needed time to start working on my heart and my mind and get straight. I'm working on self-care right now, getting the help that I need. And surrounding myself with my family. So to everyone concerned with me, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm just doing the best for me right now. And it's a long road. And I don't know what's at the end of it.
Sunday Strip.
With Kramer.
With Kramer.
Cry my self-affliction fades. Stones to throw at my creator, masochists to which I cater. You don't need to bother, I don't need to be. Once I hold on, won't let go till I bleed. Wish I was too dead to care if indeed I cared at all. Never had a voice to protest, so you fed me chance and digest. I wish I had a reason. My blood's a broken season. For this I gave up trying. One good turn deserves my time. You don't need to bother, I don't need to breathe. Once I hold on, won't let go till I bleed. Beyond my face, shall forgotten with its memories, diaries left with crowds and trees, and you don't need to bother. I don't need to breathe. I'll keep slipping farther. Once I hold on, won't let go till it bleeds. You don't need to bother. I don't need to be here. I'll keep stepping further. But once I hold on, I'll never live down my deceit.
Acoustic greatness from rock legends right in your speakers. Sunday Stripped.
Last night a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night a little angel came pumping across my floor. She said, come on now, I got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. In the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more. In the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more, 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 more. She don't like slavery, she won't sit and beg. But when I'm tired and lonely, she sees me to the bed. What set you free and brought you to me, babe? What set you free? I need you here by me, because in the midnight hour she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more. From a 7-Eleven, he's all out to collect a fare. Just as long as he don't mess up his hair. I walk the wall for you, babe. 8,000 miles for you. I dry your tears of pain 1,000,000 times for you. I'd sell my soul for you, babe. For money to burn for you.
Cry.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. Really, forgive me today. I got a little cold, so if I've been more annoying voice-wise, my apologies. All right, that's show number 42 in the books. I've enjoyed myself. Hope you have as well. To hear all 41 shows commercial-free, hit the website at www.sundaystripped.com. Have a super fantastic week. Have fun. Be safe. And tell your mom and them I said, hey.
Music that means something.
You're probably all sick of by now. It's called Hail to the King.
This is Sunday Bloody Sunday.
This is killing me slowly.
I'm going to do a song from an album called Euphoria Morning, and the song is called Can't Change Me.
Hi, we're Evanescence, and this is Going Under.
Hey, we're Dirty Honey, and this is our first single, When I'm Gone.
This song's called I Write Sins, Not Tragedies. It goes like this.
Acoustic rock that rocks. Sunday Stripped.